Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, welcome back to the Legal Nurse Podcast. This is your co-host, Kelly Campbell. Today, we have Mr. Nick Rishwant.
Rishwane. Close. It was close.
I'm sorry. We even practiced this before we went live, and I said, I'm not going to butcher it, and you reassured me. I am so sorry.
Not to worry.
Well, today, he is Vice President of Client Relations and Business Development for Experts.com and a primary author of Company Blog. He is fully immersed in legal technology professionally and personally. In his own time, Nick is the co-creator and co-host of a live video legal technology show called Legal Tech Live. And I'm so sorry about your name. I did practice it.
Yeah, that's quite all right. It happens all the time. Thank you, Kelly, and thanks for having me on your podcast. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. In fact, I was saying to you, and our audience will know, you are going to be quite valuable to us today. There's lots to learn. So I guess first and foremost, what do you recommend we do to reach our market?
Oh, man. So legal nurse consultants, your market predominantly being lawyers. Am I right?
Yes.
That's the target market. So there are several things that you can do. Certainly, you know, one of the, I would be remiss in my duty if I didn't recommend that you market your services on experts.com, because we are a legal marketing platform for expert witnesses and consultants, such as legal nurse consultants. There are a multitude of things that you can do. And today you have access to so many different, you know, avenues to get your name out there. So certainly directories and platforms like ours are one of the things that you can do and should do. There are a variety of other online and offline activities that you can do that I think will be helpful for your practice, such as you should be on LinkedIn. If you're not on LinkedIn, you got to set up your profile on LinkedIn. You've got to have your own website. I run into this all the time with consultants who don't have their website, don't have a website, and then they only market on a platform like experts.com. And I don't think that that's sufficient in this day and age. Your website is your storefront. You start them off on LinkedIn. You start them off on experts.com. Preferably, you have links to all of these places on your website. So that you're cross marketing, cross pollinating.
Now, when you say LinkedIn, how do you keep your profile active? Do you recommend reposting? Do you recommend your own blogs? Do you recommend finding articles that are relevant in the newspaper? How do you, or do you just have your name on?
So a variety of those things. I do a handful of each one of those things that you talk about. Sometimes I'll do a text-only post on LinkedIn. Sometimes I'll do a video on LinkedIn because you can upload videos there now. I usually try and do one video a week talking about an expert witness issue, some expert witness issue that's in the news. I also share links to other articles, but there are negatives to just sharing link after link after link in that you're not getting any engagement. And the algorithm over on LinkedIn will just kind of push it down as you're only publishing, you're not engaging. So that's why I'll throw in the text only links, asking questions relevant to my audience of expert witnesses and legal technologists. So there are, you got to really mix it up. I do post videos, text, and I will post a link if it's a really pertinent link, but oftentimes I'll do that with a lot of other text of giving my input on a particular thing. The other thing you got to do is you got to go out and find those lawyers who you're interested in working for, because they do the type of work that you're going to assist with, whether it's medical malpractice or personal injury or mass tort. And you got to find the ones that are active. Sometimes the groups are good on LinkedIn, not always. And you need to engage with them. You need to, you know, comment on something that they post, ask them questions, provide your insight as a legal nurse consultant.
That's, you know, that's very true. I do have the habit of just reposting, not making a comment. I need to.
Very easy to fall into that.
Yes. Now, what are your thoughts on, I have found, I read articles that are often medically related. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my followers have ended up being physicians. They're not my bread and butter, should I say. So what do you recommend? Or because I obviously gravitate towards the medical, but
because of your medical history, your medical experience.
Exactly.
So find those lawyers. So there's a couple of things you can do here. And it's not just LinkedIn, but this should be your some of your offline presence as well. Start gravitating, force yourself to gravitate over to some of those legal discussions relating to injury, medical malpractice, you know, the mesothelioma, things like that, whatever your particular niche is. Take yourself to those conversations in the legal community and start providing your medical knowledge in that area. You're reading medical journals, go and look at the legal journals that are relevant to your area. And that kind of one of the other things that I would recommend, that I often recommend to expert witnesses, is apply to write for those legal journals. You may have some sort of publications that you've done in medical journals before, and you're, again, not targeting the right audience for the type of work that you want. You're, okay, I'm in a medical journal. I helped write this with Dr. So-and-so, and you're, and that's good because that helps your expert work or your consulting work to show that, hey, I know what I'm talking about because I'm published in American Medical Journal or something similar. But what you might want to do is think about getting published in one of the ABA journals, so that you're in one of the litigation journals. Every state's got their own subsets of these types of journals. California, I'm in California. I didn't even ask where you're at, Kelly.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. Okay. So Pennsylvania State Bar has probably got several different legal publications. They probably have several different sections of their state bar, and you should be applying to write in those types of publications. And I wouldn't say all the time, because I wouldn't want anybody spending an undue amount of time being in written publications these days or print publications.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to come off as the hired gun necessarily.
Not only the hired gun, but you get in a print publication, the chances of somebody seeing it really reduce significantly because it's not online.
Ah, okay.
So it's good to have publications, but make sure the publications that you're in are targeting the right audience for you. So think about legal publications. Show your expertise to your target audience.
Yeah. Now, where should we be networking when you talk about the target audience, mm-hmm. you know, and you suggested about gravitating, you know, I do have the tendency to gravitate my direction. So where should we be networking?
Yeah. So there's some really, so again, social media, LinkedIn and Twitter are both really good for networking. There are some great groups on Facebook and some legal groups on Facebook that are really great for networking. Now, that's online. Offline, I think you need to, you know, you're probably going to medical conferences and local medical associations, things like that. Start local, and check in with the Pittsburgh bar. Is that Montgomery County?
I'm in Butler, in Allegheny. Yes.
In Allegheny. So Allegheny County has probably got a pretty significant bar association. I would check with them, try and attend their events, and offer to speak at their events, offer to host one of their lunch and learns and talk at one of those things. That's where your target audience is locally. Then the same with the think about the State Bar Association, National Bar Associations, and applying to speak in those conferences. The Pennsylvania State Bar, I almost guarantee it 100%, has an annual conference or convention of some sort. And it might be you who is the standout legal nurse consultant who gives a great speech at that type of an event. And in that type of event, or maybe it's a litigation section of the Pennsylvania State Bar, at that type of event, you may be one of just a couple of legal nurse consultants at such an event.
Yeah, that's a great point. Do you have a recommendation of how you find out or where you find out the conferences are?
Sure. Everything's online. Everything is online. I Google Pennsylvania State Bar. I Google Allegheny County Bar Association, things like that. And then I go through their website and start looking for their affiliates and associate membership information, and reach out to the bar. If you can't find anything about their annual conference or their local lunch and learn things, ask them. Just email them and ask them how you might get involved as a legal nurse consultant.
Okay. Very good.
This is Pat Iyer coming in to share a brand new resource I put together. I know many legal nurse consultants are aware of the power of LinkedIn, but are not always sure how to get the most from it. When attorneys check you out, are they excited by what they see? Are you taking advantage of the features that put you in the best light? I put together a guide to help you harness LinkedIn's power so that you can show up in a professional way, reach out to attorneys, and demonstrate your expertise. My new LinkedIn Planner for LNCs is a packed guide that provides you with a step-by-step process to start your LinkedIn profile or get more out of your current profile and take advantage of LinkedIn's opportunities for you to shine. Get the LinkedIn Planner for LNCs by clicking on the Learn More button in the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or by using our new mobile app, biz.edu, now available at legalnursebusiness.com/biz-edu, and that's spelled B-I-Z-E-D-U. Use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount off the price of the planner. That link again is to get the LinkedIn Planner for LNCs. Click on the Learn More button in the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or by using our new mobile app, biz.edu. It's now available at legalnursebusiness.com/biz-edu. And use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount off the price of the planner. Now, let's get back to the show.
Getting yourself published in a legal journal versus a medical journal. Are there any other suggestions to try to distinguish yourself?
Yeah, so marketing online is always good. So market with somebody like experts.com. Your website will help distinguish you. Other things that distinguish you, you can run, I don't know how many legal nurse consultants are running Google AdWords. Is that pretty competitive for you guys?
I've received several phone calls trying to get me to use that. And I've never
Never done it. Yeah.
And
it's really expensive, but you can use, if you've got your Facebook page for your consulting service, you can do Facebook ads for relatively inexpensive. And let me ask you this, because this will change part of my analysis. Legal nurse consultants. I know I've had several. I have many members who are legal nurse consultants. I've had many over the years, and several of them actually do work nationwide. Is the majority of the work local, or is the majority of the work anywhere?
It depends on the consulting business.
Okay.
Many of us work national, and some decide to just focus local. So
okay.
It just depends.
Depends. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can still do really refined Facebook ads for relatively cheap, and that would be Facebook, and it would cover Facebook and Instagram. So these are great ways to help promote your service, and you can do it really targeted. So if you know that there is a law firm like Morgan & Morgan, who is a national plaintiffs firm, and you really want to get on their on their radar for cases, you might target their office and just run ads at their office all day. And you can do that. You can find their location and you can run ads at that location. So anytime somebody's on Facebook or Instagram at that office, there's a good chance of them seeing your practice pop up in the feeds in the ad. So that's a really good way to also for marketing your services. And it can be expensive, but it's never going to be, it depends on how often you're doing them, how often you're running them. You can do $5 a day just indefinitely. That's a good idea. It's never going to be as expensive as Google ads, especially for personal injury legal nurse consultant or medical malpractice legal nurse consultant. I'm sure it's pretty expensive per click. You can do it relatively cheap, and you can really target really down to the neighborhood, almost within a mile of where you want those ads to show.
I never realized that.
Yeah. It's takes some learning, but it's worth it.
Wow. I did not realize you could be that focused.
Yep. Very focused.
And so if you wanted to try to focus on a winter home, get a second office, you can.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, you certainly could.
Start planning my winter home.
Yeah, yeah. If you're looking to get down to cases in Florida so that you're in Florida during the winter, you might find some law firms down in Florida who are big time plaintiffs or potentially defense, depending on who you're working for, or insurance companies. If you do a lot of work for insurance companies, you might try targeting them.
That might be called my snowbird advertising budget.
There you go. There you go.
All right. I think this might be the most important thing I'm learning here right now. Focused advertising.
Very targeted, which is, again, why I recommend experts.com and a couple like us, a couple of our competitors, because it's focused. Massive part of what we do is targeted towards attorneys. Probably 90% of what we do. So you want to be in front of lawyers? Advertise where the lawyers are looking.
Yes. So I know this isn't supposed to be an infomercial.
Sure. I'm sorry. I automatically
actually, that's where I'm going with this. You know, usually we reserve the last 5 minutes of the conversation to promote. And I'm sorry that we're about to delve into almost an infomercial, but sure. Experts.com can target four attorneys. And what exactly do you do?
So we're a marketing platform for, again, expert witnesses and consultants. It's a subscription-based marketing platform, annual fee annually to have your profile listed on our site. We have really great online real estate, and we have been around for 21, 22 years. And thatexperts.com, use us as part of your marketing plan. 90% of who's visiting our site and what they're doing there is looking for experts. Some of them on the consulting side, we have two different sections of the website. Those who offer litigation-related specific services is the expert witness. Others on the consulting side, when they do more than just litigation. But people are coming to our site to look for experts, and we've got the great domain name for experts. So use that type of service to market your services. So it's a summary. It's not different than it's a little bit different than LinkedIn in that it's a summary of your service, and these are actual experts. Where if LinkedIn is for everybody, and experts.com is for those who have got some serious history and they're targeting a specific audience: lawyers, government agencies, judicial offices, media. Those are the ones who mostly use our service, and industry, I should say. Certain businesses are constantly looking because they need a consultant. So use that type of a service to help you benefit yourself. And we're a marketing platform. I often tell people, come over to our site, spend $550 a year, add articles, and you're going to have way more search engine searches, relevant search engine searches, directing to your particular expertise than you'll ever get spending $1,000 or $2,000 a month on Google Ads. Because right, our member articles just show up within like the first couple of hours, top of Google, first page, regularly.
Yeah. Now, would you also do a targeted email for,
attorneys?
My business, yeah, like Cardinal Life Care Consulting.
So we're different than
my specific business.
So we're different than your broker model. So we are a subscription-based flat fee. It's flat fee only, and it's for our real estate. We don't promote specific experts to attorneys. We keep it so that the attorneys have to go and they have to select. They have to do their due diligence.
Oh, they come to you.
They come to us.
Okay. All right.
We do newsletters and things like that out to them, but we do not ever get in the middle of the attorney. We will do this. If an attorney calls, they need assistance finding somebody. This is only about 1-2% of our traffic. They need assistance finding the right expert. Some of them are not all that technically savvy.
Right.
We will pull together a list of the qualified ones based on their ideal. I need somebody within 100 miles or this, or I need somebody in the state of Pennsylvania. All right, here's who we have in the state of Pennsylvania, and we'll put them in touch directly with the experts. That's as far as we go is delivering the list. Then all the financial arrangements are between the expert or the consultant and the attorney.
Okay. All right.
Pretty. Anything else?
I know. You can see my wheels turning, huh?
I'll answer whatever you'd like.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
I have to ask, how long has Legal Nurse Consultant Podcast been going on? You guys got a ton of episodes.
I know. I've been with Pat, I think, 2.5 years now, and I think she was running it about 6 months to a year before me.
Awesome. That's great. Good for you guys.
Yeah. We have a pretty loyal audience.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is fun, isn't it?
I love this business.
Yep.
I really do. I love the clients. Not on the attorney's, the attorney side. I'm saying the wrong thing, but the patient clients too.
Yeah.
It's just been a really rewarding career.
Yeah. And it's really the legal side. Most of those who I know who enjoy that, legal nurses or other experts, it is sort of a different, it is such a change from their clinical or consulting practice. The forensic side is just really interesting to them. And it's fascinating for me too. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. So it's a really interesting need for knowledge in the legal field.
Yeah. It's great. And then, you know, there's always two sides to every report. So whether I'm working plaintiff and there's a defense report coming in, it's always so respectful, you know, but there's always another side. Or when I'm the defense, it, you know, you, of course you're respectful because you know the other person most of the time. And you're like, well, I respect her so much, but respectfully disagree, you know? It's really nice.
And this is one of those things, I guess, that I could add, if you'll let me add this. As a consultant working in the legal community, don't ever take the other side, don't ever get resentful at opposing counsel, because if they really like what you've done, there's a good chance they're going to be asking to hire you in the future.
It's happened. It has happened. You know, that's the ultimate compliment, right?
It's the ultimate compliment. So don't ever get too resentful at the way they treat you, because they may be hard on you in one matter and be thinking, they stood up pretty well. I need to hire them the next time.
Yeah, that is great advice. That is so very true. Well, listen, thank you for your time today. Let's tell the audience how they can find experts.com. That's pretty
pretty easy.
But let's give them a few other information.
Sure, yeah. So they can reach, they can find us at experts.com. It's that simple, one word, .experts and .com. And you can reach me at nick@experts.com. I'm usually near the email. And you can find me at experts.com VP, all spelled out one word as a Twitter handle. So that's at experts.com VP spelled out. You can also find that on our main page, and you can find me on LinkedIn as well.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And we're sorry if we turned this into an infomercial, but experts.com really is a valuable tool. So, all right, everyone, tune in next week. Thanks, Nick, for joining us.
Thanks, Kelly. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Great. Tune in next week, audience. Don't forget to like us.
Be sure to get our hot-off-the-press new LinkedIn planner for LNCs written by Pat Iyer, just for Legal Nurse Consultants. You'll be able to access it by going to the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. You'll also see the show notes on our new mobile app on your smartphone. Request the app at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu. That's BIZEDU, legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu. And follow the directions for easy installation on your iPhone or Android phone. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.